Trump reboot, take two. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Donald Trump has always said that when you're negotiating a deal, you have to be prepared to walk away. Well, over the past few days, several high-profile Republicans have walked, and Speaker Paul Ryan came close to walking.
Claiming a person can't do their job because of their race is sort of like the textbook definition of a racist comment.
So at last night's victory speech, Trump stuck to the teleprompter, talked about bringing back good jobs, welcomed Bernie Sanders supporters, showed respect to the 17 opponents he once dismissed as low-energy, losing, lying, short people.
17 very talented people.
He had an I feel your pain moment.
I've traveled to many of our states and seen the suffering in people's eyes.
He showed some love for the inner cities.
Going to take care of our African-American people that have been mistreated for so long.
And he seemed to promise that from now on, best behavior.
I understand the responsibility of carrying the mantle, and I will never, ever let you down.
He stayed on script, not a single mention of Trump U. But there was one concession to the old showbiz Trump.
I am going to give a major speech, probably Monday of next week, and we're going to be discussing all of the things that have taken place with the Clintons. I think you're going to find it very informative.
That, as you all know, is what we in the media like to call a tease. And I have to say, pretty good one.
I wonder if the press will want to attend. Who knows?
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.